You listen to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Right now they have the 2017 sports car blowout, Camaros and Corvettes. Only seven remaining. Price reductions to $20,000. No reasonable offer refused. Check it out right now, Lakewood Chev.
Our next guest, he has the most wins in NHL history as a netminder with 691. Second place is 551. He's got an Olympic medal. He has won three Stanley Cups, Hockey Hall of Famer, and now he will be a co-general manager for Team Canada at the upcoming World Championships. Marty Brodeur joins us. Marty, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you. Everything's good. Thanks.
Now, we've got a lot of goalies as this GM. Are you guys going to be able to draft goal scorers? Is this going to be good? Or are the goalies getting the first calls?
Yeah.
Well, we know the ones that are good shooters, that's for sure.
Now, when you sit down and you look at this whole situation, Marty, you know, it's exciting time, a different setup. You know, what is your thought process? Obviously, you got to look at who's available, but do you look at who's available now and then try to maybe fill in later, or are you kind of looking to, for, you know, who's now and then maybe after the first round?
Well, you know, I think the way we've talked about it, I think it's by the experience that other GMs had, it's you can't gamble too much of not knowing what's going to be available after the first or second round. So I think really we're digging in right now on the people that are the players that won't be part of the Stanley Cup finals and then get them, or not finals, but the playoffs, and get them on board, and then so they could get themselves ready for the tournament. You know, I think it's kind of a different way this year because they pushed back a little bit the World Championships, and so now there's about 3.5 weeks before the tournament starts in between the end of the season. So it's quite a good commitment for those players when they get in to stay in shape and get themselves ready for a 3.5 week tournament after that. So we're looking really right now for the players that are available, will be available to us come April 8th, and try to get most of our players. We're definitely going to keep a couple spot opens for some of the surprises or guys that want to join later on. But for the most part, I would think the players that are out of the playoffs are the one that we're going to be looking at right now.
Well, Marty, one of the easy calls, I'm assuming, is the guy who's leading the NHL right now in scoring, in Connor McDavid. He'd much rather be in the playoffs, but the Oilers aren't going to make it. And are you confident that he'll be coming?
Well, I hope so. You know, he's a young guy, and I'm sure you wish he could be playing in the playoffs. And so that could be an extension of his season playing for Team Canada. It's always a great honor for the top athletes to be part of Team Canada and different events, so I hope he's gonna want to play. But again, it's up to him. I know he's got a lot of it on his plate. He's been having a great season, and you know, we'll see how he feels after the year and if he wants to join us.
When you put it all together, Marty, and this team, I'm interested in how you build it. Do you build the type of team you want based on the type of players you think you can get, or do you two have a set type of team you want, and then you're gonna, well, we'll try to fit those players in there?
Well, you know, I think there'll be about like four or five players that we're going to go after that I think are good enough to adjust to any kind of system we're going to play. And after that, I think where we're going to start filling out the roster, I think it'll be more in the knees of what the coaching staff will desire. You know, at the end of the day, like, we haven't picked our coaching staff yet. So that's going to be an important part going forward to see how, what kind of system and how they want to operate. And that's going to dictate some of the players that we're going to go after defensively.
What do you look for in a coach for this tournament?
Well, it's a short tournament, but it's at the end of the day, it's 20. You know, it starts May 4th and it ends on the 20th. There are seven games before it really counts, so it's it drags on a little bit. So, you know, the coaching staff is going to need to be, you know, a guy that could relate to the new generation of players, because obviously we're going to have a young team, and we want to make sure that you could get the best out of those the young group that we're going to have.
Yeah, it's interesting. We're joined by Marty Brodeur, the co-GM of the Team Canada, also St. Louis Blues assistant GM. Marty, when you're talking about a younger group, how do you, you know, and discuss between you and Berkey and then your coaching staff, how to get these guys peaking at the right time? You know, you were in some great tournaments, a little bit shorter though. There wasn't this long lead up time. How do you, because I'm sure these young guys will be so fired up. How do you get them to say, you know what, guys, maybe save a little without saving it, if that makes sense?
Yeah, a little bit. But again, the way it's set up, it's you know, we want to make sure that they're having fun. It's a great experience for all these young players to come up and play in the world championships. So, you know, the seven games are important, but they're not that important because you got to make sure you win that eighth game and, you know, and so on. But the big part of it is just it's broken down in two different tournaments. And so you got to make sure that we get ourselves ready. And after that, when it really counts, Team Canada brings all the family over. And now it becomes a different focus. Yep. And so we just got to make sure everybody's on the same page and everybody kind of utilize the opportunity to really enjoy the experience. We're going to be in Denmark, and you know, part of it will be in Copenhagen that most of the guys, I'm sure, have never been there. So it's going to be a great experience for everybody. But we're there to play hockey, and it'll be interesting to see the makeup of our team. But I think the coaching staff, and that's why it's important that we pick the right guys to you know, to coach these guys to be at the top level when it starts counting in game number 8.
Hockey Hall of Famer Marty Brodeur joins us. He's the co-GM for Canada at the upcoming World Championships for men's hockey. Marty, you, of course, were a goalie coach. Now you're in management. Maybe it's too early to tell, but which one do you think you like better long term?
Oh, definitely the management part. you know, I just had a little time last year as a goalie coach to try to help our team. When we cleaned house and got Mike Yeo on board, and I enjoyed the experience, but it's a little too much time consuming, a little bit on the ice. It's worse than a player being a coach. So you really want to do it.
What about as far now as a GM or as in the management part? I mean, I'm assuming the hours are a little bit longer than when you were a player, as far as, you know, you're just researching, preparing, things like that.
Yeah, it's a lot of travel. You know, that's the thing, and a lot of time alone. You know, you never think about that when you play hockey. You know, you travel. You always travel with everybody. But when you're in management, you know, you spend a lot of time scouting in small arenas and traveling by yourself, staying at the hotel at the airport. You know, a little different lifestyle than when you did as a player. But it's interesting. I've been doing this for 3.5 years now, and it's been enjoyable.
Marty Brodeur joins us. So you get this gig as the assistant GM with Berkey. Why did the assistant GM work rather than just being a sole GM?
Well, I think we worked together for the Olympics, and we really hit it off pretty good. But I was just an assistant with him, and he was making all the decisions. So the next step was for me to be a little more involved. And so when they offered me the job along with Sean that making those decisions, I think it was a nice step for me to kind of go in owning some responsibilities, but also having some support with guys that have done the job before.
Marty, when you look at your experience from the Olympics, there was non-NHL players there, a lot of guys with experience from the NHL, but not non-NHLers as far as this season. Will that kind of maybe some of those guys find their way onto this roster, the World Championships, knowing what you know about them and how they can fit on a roster?
I doubt it, but you never know. I don't think we're going to cross anybody off of our list. Right now we're concentrating on guys that are still playing, and we could evaluate them for the rest of the year. And we have guys that we know exactly where we're going to get. But I doubt it. But again, you never know. I think Sean has a good understanding of certain players. Like I said, I haven't really kept up with where they are, you know, because most of them, their season is over or they're playing somewhere in Europe. So, like I said, I haven't really paid attention too much to these guys.
Marty Brodeur joins us. So, Marty, when you're the GM, do you call the player's agent first? Do you call the team first? How does it work, or do you just call the player directly? How does it work when you're trying to recruit guys to come for Canada at the World Championships?
Like the first call, usually by respect, you have to call the organization. You know, they're it's their property, you know, and so from there you get a better understanding of where the players is at, and if you know, the mutual agreement, now you contact the player to see if he's okay to come on board. But it's not rocket science. It's just you just want to make sure that you call the proper person, and sometimes, you know, you got to go through the agent, but it's a pretty straightforward thing. It should be an honor to play for Canada, so we shouldn't have to beg too many people.
And it's an interesting experience to look at it. Like, do most of the teams, I'm assuming, are some even like kind of like calling you and saying, hey, let's take this guy. Maybe you want to get him some more ice time, and they wanted to help develop their players in these situations?
Well, I'm sure we'll get those phone calls. We haven't as of yet. But definitely, I think it's a great, especially for some of the young guys, just to get involved with Hockey Canada, to get involved with different NHL coaches that will be there on the team, and to mingle with tons of different players. Let's say, you know, be an opportunity to play with Connor McDavid if he does come you know, along. So there's a lot of great opportunities to feed off in your own career, and I'm sure some of the GMs are going to be interested to see if some of their players could feed off of that.
You mentioned, you know, playing with guys. I remember Sidney Crosby actually said when he went to the World Championships a few years ago when Pittsburgh lost out, it kind of rejuvenated, you know, his career. He said it was fun to go over there and play, and it's a different type of pressure, right? Like, it's pressure in the playoffs, but, you know, over there, and you mentioned it even, Marty, there's kind of two tournaments. The first time, it's a little bit easier. There's some, quote, easier games, but then you get into it, and it's a short tournament, so it's not that taxing physically on the guys, right? And have you talked to other players? Do they find that it's a nice way to end the season, maybe on a positive note?
I mean, yeah, I played in two of them, so I know the type of players and type of personality that loves to go to these tournaments, and it's guys that they're hockey players. That's what they want to do, and so they have unfinished business most of them, because they haven't made the playoffs, and that gives them an opportunity to kind of keep going there for another month or so, and so it's been you know, like from all the experience that I had, and I talked to some of the players that's done it. They've all enjoyed. I think Team Canada's done a great job to bring in the families, make them feel comfortable, make them feel welcome, and so it becomes a great experience. And there's a reason why a lot of guys, they always want to come back, and they give us a call as well. If you guys need me, I'm available. You know, and there's a reason why, is because Hockey Canada is doing a tremendous job with these athletes.
We got Marty Brodeur on the line, the co-GM of Team Canada, also St. Louis Blues assistant GM. And Marty, you know, I never got a chance to play for Team Canada other than just at the Spangler Cup. And that experience, and by the way, I led him to a silver medal. You know, you're welcome, Canada. But, you know, when you talk about that experience, about the way Team Canada treats the players and the families, it's ridiculous. And I mean, there's outings planned for the families to make sure the players can have a rest on game day. I mean, it is really massive. And does that responsibility, does that fall on you two guys, or are there some other people in the organization that help to organize those things for those kind of those family outings while they're on over the tournament?
Yeah, well, you know what? It's been from all the events, and I've played a lot for Team Canada. It's been the same, you know, regardless if you're going to the Olympics or the World Cups or the World Championship. Hockey Canada has a group together of, you know, three, four people that do organize family programs, and it kind of takes the pressure off me and Sean and Scott Salmon. You know, we're kind of concentrating on getting the hockey part right. But the families are really important to these athletes, and we want to make sure that they feel comfortable. And so we got these bunch of guys that work really hard to make it happen for the families.
Well, Marty, best of luck in your first foray as assistant GM for Canada, and of course, all Canadians, hoping you win a gold.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.